to that thing.
This gap that you mentioned, it wouldn't swing out like a gate.
No, you'd have to take it down, that's right.
Yeah.
Lift it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it wouldn't have no hinges on it.
Mm-hmm.
See, the gate's got there, hinges.
Mm-hmm.
But this wouldn't have nothing on it, but just you lay them in there yourself. You put them in there yourself and take them out yourself like that.
Mm-hmm.
You pull them back like that. You don't have to just lift them all out and lay them down. You pull them back far enough for them to come out and then pull them back. So you just slip and slide them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what.
What was the cattle gap on the ground? There was something on the ground, I guess.
Yeah, it'd be like iron, like railroad irons,
uh-huh.
Tracks.
Uh-huh.
And they'd put maybe four or five there. And they'd put them about, let's see, maybe about this,
6 inches.
Something like that part.
Uh-huh.
Because, see, when they can't step on it, and that keeps them inside without a gap, as they call it.
Do you ever hear of a water gap or any other
kind
of gap?
No, a dam, but not a gap.
Uh-huh. And the place in the on a river or gulf or some place where boats stop and where the freight's unloaded.
Harbor.
Okay. Anything else?
Oh, some call them arbors and harbors.
Mm-hmm. Is that? Would you talk about say the St. John's?
Port.
Now, what do all these words mean to you?
The port.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that means, you know, where they bring them in and they stay in, like their boats,
uh-huh.
They anchor them in their, like on the ports and arbors, and they stay maybe a week or two or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it means to me, honey.
What about on the St. John's? Would you talk about a harbor or a port being on the St. John's?
Well,
if it was, say, a small place where they used to have steamboats running on the St. John's, then...
No, they don't have that much. They have not very big ships on the St. John's,
mm-hmm.
Not up this way. And I don't think no other way, because it's not ridged out enough, see, it's not deep enough. They have some, but they're not big steamers.
Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. But
were
you talking about having a port or a harbor on St. John's? Or?
Well, I don't know if they call it that or not, because I just call it a dock.
Mm-hmm.
And city dock, and they usually just bring them up in there.
I see.
But now, back on down towards on River Road, just further back this way, they got a place they call St. John's Harbor. So now, I've not never been there, and I don't know what they do there. And but my idea was boats and things would be come in there, I reckon,
mm-hmm.
Honey. I don't know. But that's my idea. I've not never been there. Because they newly fixed it, and I've not really had any business, you know, of going down there. But now that city dock is where they dock the, as we call docking their boats and rent boats and things like that.
Where do they get... The
shrimp?
Uh-huh.
In the river. From the river.
From St. John's?
Mm-hmm. My brother-in-law was a commercial fisherman, and he gets... Not this one. Not this brother-in-law, but one who lives on the river. He makes a good living out of it. Yes, they plant plentiful sometimes. I like them. Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy, I do. Been thinking about going down there and raiding brother-in-law every time. I do go stay every year, give me a few.
You have to go out for a couple of weeks or so at a time.
Well, oh, he lives right on the river. And they have a certain territory, I believe, down. I think that's the way they've got it now. I think it's some kind of, I don't know, they've had kind of trouble about it a while back, and I believe I think they have so much territorial water to go through, you know, to do it. And I think they can